The Republican-led committee approved Judge Samuel Alito's nomination on a 10-8 vote, with all the panel's Democrats voting in opposition. Members of the committee had signaled how they would vote in recent days, so there was little surprise. As he opened Tuesday's committee session, the Republican chairman, Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, explained his support for the nominee.
His personal background is exemplary. His professional qualifications are outstanding. His educational achievements are of the highest order.
Democrats agree Alito is intelligent and well-educated, but they argue his record suggests he is too deferential to presidential power and thus not fit for the high court, particularly at a time when questions have arisen about the legality of President Bush's decision to order, without warrants, eavesdropping on American citizens suspected of having ties to terrorists. Senator Patrick Leahy is the top Democrat on the committee.
This is a nomination that I fear threatens the fundamental rights and liberties of all Americans now and in generations to come. The president is in the midst of a radical realignment of the powers of the government and its intrusiveness into the private lives of Americans. And I believe this nomination is part of that plan. I'm concerned that if we confirm this nominee, we'll further erode the checks and balances that have protected our constitutional rights for more than 200 years.
If confirmed, Alito would succeed Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who was considered a moderate and who has often cast the deciding vote in 5-4 decisions in controversial cases. Democrats fear Alito would shift the ideological balance of the court in a more conservative direction. They are especially concerned he would try to overturn the 1973 Supreme Court ruling legalizing abortion. Senator Dianne Feinstein, a California Democrat, is the only woman on the committee.
I'm very concerned about the impact he would have on women's rights, including a woman's right to make certain reproductive choices.
Republicans, including Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, dismissed the concerns.
His opinions are thoughtful, well-reasoned, careful, and respectful of precedent.
The full Republican Senate, which begins debate on the nomination Wednesday, is expected to confirm Alito as early as the end of the week. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.